Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Unpopular Opinions. I'm here with my co-host, Shad.
Yo, yo.
And myself, Kanaya. And today we are going to discuss if the entertainment industry is causing society to glamorize violence. But before we discuss that, we're going to jump into the trending topics of the week. So we're going to get into the R-Star Weekend, Valentine's Day, and Chris Brown posts calling out Blueface and Krishan. So, Shad, why don't you go ahead and talk about All-Star Weekend?
All right. So, All-Star Weekend just happened this past weekend in Salt Lake City, Utah. Team LeBron versus Team Giannis. Team Giannis actually won this time around with the MVP of the game being Jason Tatum, scoring a historic 55 points, most points ever scored by an NBA player in an All-Star game. On top of that, we have performances from Post Malone, Timbs, Burna Boy, another lackluster dunk contest, and yeah.
All right, get into it.
A lot of people throughout the All-Star game were kind of saying, like, you know, the tradition of what the weekend is kind of dwindling. I had seen something earlier in the day, and it was like, there was like the crowd reactions from the dunk contest. It was like one dunker and he was like, Jericho Sims didn't get like no crowd reaction to one of his dunks. And it was like, this is crazy. Like, you know, this is the, you know, on TV, it looks crazy. Like, oh, like everybody got hype, but like from like actual someone recording from the stands, no one made any noise.
Wow. That's crazy. Was Jericho, is that his name?
Yeah, Jericho. Yeah.
Is he like a popular player or is he not popular?
No, not really. I mean, he plays for the Knicks, so that's all I can say about that. You know.
That's all I could. Y'all peep the shade, the subtle shade. That's all I can say about that. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, one thing I can good say about it, we did have a 76ers player win. So Mac McClung actually won the slam dunk contest for the 76ers, first 76ers player to ever win that competition. So shout out to him.
Nice. Shout out to him. Yeah. So let's get to Valentine's Day. What kind of plans that you did for Valentine's Day?
Nothing, because I'm single. So, I went, grabbed, you know, my mom some chocolates, grabbed my sister some chocolates. I really don't celebrate, neither one of us really celebrated, but yeah. Right. I really don't celebrate it, but, you know, just the thought that counts, you know, it's the little things, you know?
Yeah, I seen this post that said, I don't understand why people want to celebrate Valentine's Day. Every day should be love day or something like that, or to celebrate love.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm kind of like on the fence with that, because I know I don't celebrate most holidays because it's pagan. However, I do think it's necessary sometimes for a specific day to be dedicated to certain things that we just receive every day, and we may not cherish it every single day as we're supposed to. Like Mother's Day, Father's Day, and stuff like that. I just wish the pagan history of the holiday wasn't there. So, I mean, if you want to celebrate it the day before, the day after, it's always like people with strong religious beliefs, you know, they always like, oh, it's pagan, you shouldn't celebrate that. Or like, it's celebrating false gods. Okay, but really, they don't know too much about it. I think it's okay if you dedicate a day for somebody to make them feel special. I think the issue is we need to stop needing America to tell us or a society when to celebrate these things. Maybe just set a day aside to do that on your own.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing with it, because I don't celebrate other holidays either, but you know, it's cool. You like, you don't gotta go all out and stuff like that for your significant other. Like, listen, right. for the guys that may be listening to this, like, flowers don't cost the smallest bouquet of flowers you can get is probably $10 right now. It don't cost nothing to go out and grab a bouquet of flowers on a specific day out of the week. And you know, I actually seen this TikTok video, and it was like this guy keeps one singular rose in his house in a vase, and his friends is asking him like, why do you have that one singular rose? He said, because when it dies, that means I need to go get my girlfriend a new thing of flowers. So.
Okay, that's cute. That's cute. Do you consider yourself a romantic?
Definitely. I think I am for the right person.
You need to give me some tips, because I'm not romantic at all.
Yes, I think it's more of like, you get enjoyment out of doing something for your significant other. Like, I'm happy because I know you're about to be happy with what I'm about to do. So I think it's really, really pivotal for stuff like that. Like, I know, just pay attention to what they like. Even if it's like the small thing. I know for me, I'm like a small thing type of person. Like, a small thing could turn my day into like 1,000%. So just a small thing. Maybe you just say like, hey, like, maybe you text them like, hey, you know this, you know, your favorite team is playing tonight, you want to watch it later. Like, you might not be into it, but like, at least you know, at least they know that you pay attention to what they like. So, you know, that's vice versa. Like, guys, like, you know, her favorite show comes on tonight, you know, like, hey, like, you know, your favorite show come on tonight, you want to watch it? Or, hey, I seen that your favorite movie's coming on tonight, you want to watch it? Like, you know, just giving them, it don't always have to involve money, you know?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shad.
I try.
All right, so let's get into Chris Brown posts. So he started going in on, well, honestly, he was going in on society as a whole. He made a post saying that, you know, people still hate him for a mistake he made when he was 17 years old, but people are watching Blueface and Krishan have this domestic relationship and is being exploited to the world. So it's like, I guess he feels as though society is hypocrites and they are just following what's following the crowd and not really having their own state of mind and like doing what someone tells them that's not cool to do, but they're not literally doing the same thing with other people. So what do you think? How do you feel about what Chris Brown said? Like, do you agree with what he said? Do you disagree? Tell me.
I feel like since I've been in like high school, Chris Brown has been a target. Obviously, you know, the situation he had with Rihanna has been really big since for his whole entire career. I feel like that's the biggest reason why he's haven't been able to excel the way he's supposed to. Right. It's because of that situation. Granted, obviously, you know, domestic violence is not cool, but I feel like people has let things, you know, go with everybody else, but when it comes to him, that's the one thing they always bring up, like, oh, he did this with Rihanna or whatever.
Now, are people saying, do you think that the energy would be the same if the woman he abused wasn't Rihanna or someone as famous as her?
I think it wouldn't be.
Yep.
I think if it was somebody of lesser celebrity, it wouldn't have been. Because, like, think about all of the people that we've unfortunately heard about with domestic violence. Mike Tyson and Robin Givens. You know, back then, like, people were forgiving Mike Tyson.
Right.
And she was just as much of a celebrity, but she was just a lesser celebrity at the time. Like, she was a movie star, but they didn't really look at her like... And like, did they see Mike Tyson? And then, you know, Bobby and Whitney, you know, they had their issues and so on and so forth. And even now, talking about the Blueface and Krishan thing, I think the biggest thing is that we have to hold people accountable for the same issues. Like, y'all letting these celebrities run around doing this stuff and still kind of glorifying it and just watching it, and it's not cool.
It's definitely selective outrage, you know?
Yeah.
People pick and choose who they want to have these high standards with, and it's just fake. It's just fake. They see something on Twitter and say, oh, he's a abuser. Don't support him. Cancel him. But, and they're like, oh, I don't support this person. They did this and that third. But then someone that they are following right now on YouTube or have an artist on their phone done the same thing several times. I think 6ix9ine, there was allegations with him. And who else? I'm trying to think of this celebrity. Can't think of him right now. So I'll try to think again on it. But yeah, like, I feel as though that you should, if you're going to have a stance on something, it's like, that's Rihanna. So now you feel some type of way. Or that's someone's daughter. That's someone's mother. None of that matters. It's a human being. Their status or what they are as a person doesn't really matter. They could be a horrible person. No one deserves to be abused. You understand? No,
that's a fact. That's a fact. Not definitely. I definitely believe in it. I don't think anyone deserves any of that type of energy, like man or woman. Like, I don't think we should ever come to situations like that. But, you know, obviously when it does, trying your best to get out of that situation and, you know, get to a safer environment.
Right. But yeah, nowadays people, I mean, honestly, it's like there's two separate, like, spectrums of the public opinion on domestic violence. There's some who is against it, and then there's some who, you know, like, glamorize it, make jokes about it. For example, the prime example is the TV show, You. It follows Joe Goldberg, that's the character, manager, and a serial killer. And he falls in love and develop an extreme obsession with the woman that he takes a liking to. And as an extreme obsession as he will go as far to kill them. He has already killed, if you follow season one and season two, he has already killed two of his lovers. And season three, he's moved on to the next one. And there's been several jokes about him. And I feel as though this show has appealed to the Black audience, because if you go through Twitter, if you go to TikTok, there's all these jokes with Black men and Black women making these jokes of killing their partner if they leave them, or killing their partner if they ever cheated.
Right, right.
Stalking a girl that they like, or, you know, stalking a girl after they broke up, or whatever the case may be. And these jokes, everybody thinks these are jokes, but younger people are watching. And this thing, these sort of things are happening in real life. There are people who are really about that. Like, about it.
They really are. I think, you know, I don't watch the show, but what I do know from it, it's like, people, you know, like, the jokes come out about it, but, like, these is real life. This is, like, there's someone out there that has dealt with a stalker. That has came across. I actually seen on Instagram not too long ago, Tommy from Love and Hip Hop had this guy just come to her like apartment with like flowers. She was like, "How did you get my apartment?" Like, and she kind of took it a little bit lighthearted, like, you know, recorded it or whatever. But like, I know deep down she had to kind of be somewhat like scared. Like, how did you get my apartment? Then he like gave. She took the flowers. The funny part, she took the flowers. And then he was like, "Can I come in?" He was like, "No." Like, and slammed the door in his face. But it's like, that stuff is not funny to me. But, like, I know a lot of people glamorize that stuff. Especially, I know women do. Because they want to feel as though nowadays it's like, oh, I want somebody to be that devoted and passionate about me. You can be devoted and passionate and not a stalker, you know?
Yes. It's like, why are we... I mean, I'm gonna be honest. When I was younger, I definitely was like thought that was cute, or that's how a man shows his love by doing crazy insane things. But like, if you don't be careful, you're gonna fuck around and find out, you know? Like,
no, yes.
Like, on a serious note, like, there are people out there who are really crazy, like, really can get obsessed with you. And you don't want that. You want love, baby. Don't get it twisted with obsession. And men are the same way. You know, oh, she's crazy. She stabbed me 2 times because I text some girl. Like, what? What are we talking about?
No. What are we talking about?
Like, we talking about? Like, that's it. She's insane. She needs to be in a mental hospital. That's not cute. But it's like, we need to watch what we say and joke around young people, because they're the future and they're growing up seeing these jokes and they think that it's acceptable. Oh, when I really like a person, it's okay for me to express my emotions in these dangerous ass actions. Okay. Yeah.
Like, there's people out here that really think that, oh, it's okay for me to go out my way and, you know, watch this person, or, oh, who you talking to? Who, like, hold up. We don't gotta do all that. Like, why are you checking to see if I got in the house at this certain time? That's why I don't play the location game, but that's a different story. But yeah.
Yes, this man had called me and be like, I think she hit my window.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm like, she is not at your window. Go to sleep. Good night.
I felt like she was, but yeah, no, like, stuff like that is real life, like, real life scenarios. Those are, like, very scary, because why do we think that stuff is cute?
It's not cute at all. Like, I understand jokes, you know, jokes can be satire, but it's like, I think I just want people to make sure that they're realizing that those are red flags. Someone, it's different here, you know, your boyfriend, whatever, girlfriend, whatever, where you at? Don't play with me. You know, stuff like that. Okay, whatever.
Wait, why is that different?
It's different because it's like, you need to know how far the person is willing to go. If the person is like, be home by this certain time, and they're upset and they're like controlling, and like, those are red flags. But like, if somebody's checking up on you, like, oh, where you at? Oh, all right. Like, you know, sometimes that's just how we like speak, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. But it's just, it's such a, what's it called? It's such a easy line across that you wouldn't even realize the person is crossed in line. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, we joke a lot, and we just joke so much that we don't even know when a person is serious. This man is telling you he's going to come to your house and shoot you in the head. And he's like, oh my God, he is so crazy. He's so crazy about me.
Like, no, girl, man. He said he gonna beat my dad up and kidnap me. Whole time he really serious. He dead serious.
Like, he's dead serious, you know? But I don't even do those jokes. I'm like, don't joke me like that. Don't do those jokes.
But like, my question to you is like, what's the difference between when someone's doing those type of things in like a relationship? Like, are there, what's that line look like? Because people play like that and think it's like, oh, well, my girlfriend can say stuff like that. But it's the same thing if somebody else is doing that. This is not, just not your significant other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a hard question. I think it really, honestly, it's relationship based, you know, it's boundaries. There's somebody, you could be dealing with a person who had a traumatic experience, and they're like, when you say that to them, they get triggered, and they're like, why are you talking to me like this? And you know, and you're like, well, I was just joking, you know, I wasn't serious, I would never do that. It's like, don't joke like that, you know? And then there's, you know, people who kid and like to joke like that, but would never be that, they would never take it that serious. Like, I know, and everybody knows these people exist. Like, these people exist. Like, a girl can say, you know, yeah, because I was gonna stab you.
Yeah,
girl, who wasn't gonna stab nobody? You ain't never hurt a fly, girl. What are you talking about? You know,
it's girls who
play and act crazy and really not crazy, but they do believe that. There's some girls who actually do believe that they would stab somebody, but no, you wouldn't, because the exact same thing happened that you say you would stab them over, and girl, you just cried. So let's just keep it at that, okay?
Yeah, I just never understood the back into why people be saying those type of things. Like, I've had a girl say to me one time, "Hey, I'll kill one of these girls." What? Why? Wait, hold up. You don't know her. Like, you don't gotta say that. Like, you don't know that girl like that for you to be talking crazy. And that'd be, well, like, is it those
the tone? Is it the tone? Because I would say something like that. Excuse me. People would say something like that and not really meant it. Not really, excuse me, not really mean it.
Listen, I believe people on eight.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
And until you show me something otherwise, I believe it.
Yeah. But
that type of stuff scares me. Like, seriously.
I mean, I don't know. People nowadays, like, they just like the being like crazy and messing with a guy who's like crazy, insane, or a gangster, or a hood nigga, as you know, some girls say. So I think society is starting to like glamorize, you know, crime. Mm-hmm. And that lifestyle of being like a menace to society, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's really about it. Like, this person is really about it. She's about it. She's crazy. And it's seen in such a positive light.
Yeah, I just seen like this thing. It was like some girls want like the safe, dangerous guy. That doesn't exist. Like, either he's safe or he's dangerous. Or either he's safe or he's dangerous. Like,
I don't know, because I'm gonna be real. I do like a roughneck. I'm gonna be honest. But I think what women like, and they're not wrong for it, they just like a man who's masculine. But we don't know how to explain it, so we just use these vague terms. These terms that is like we know from social media or like just. In our culture, like, oh, I just like a hood nigga, or I like a gink, or excuse me, a dangerous guy or whatever, or a crazy guy. But we just like a masculine man and a provider and a protector. And yeah, that's been of all history. There's with queen and kings. Can your king not know how to fucking have a sword and know how to work that motherfucker back then? No, a queen was not dating no guy who couldn't move around his sword. So it just developed into our time now. That's how I see it.
I mean, I kind of understand that, but at the same time, it's like, you don't got to be a hood nigga to be a protector or a provider. Like, a lot of times, guys who, like, for example, right? And I'm going to just throw myself out there. I'm from the hood, but do I consider myself? Well, I guess I'm from the hood, but I'm not out here in the streets. Like, I don't like go out picking fights. But do I know how to ride for mine? 100%. Do I have to always show it and pump my chest at somebody? No, because when life and death situations happen, I know how to handle it. But I don't gotta prove to you every time, every situation that I'm out somewhere. That's what I gotta do, you know, like something, like I gotta play strategically. I can't go out and put my lady's life in harm, you know, because of something that I have personally going on. Like, I can't do that.
Right. So, it's also always about like your partner and who you with. Like, you don't a woman. You don't want a woman who's gonna put you in a position to, you know, have to. Put their pride first and get into it when it's a situation that they might not walk away from like alive. You know, if a woman really cares about you, she's not going to put you in that kind of situation. But I have heard of women who like get into it with men when they're out with their man and, you know, get their men and their man in a situation. And I don't know. That's childish to me, you know. It's definitely not grown woman shit. Definitely not. That's like a childlike attitude.
Yeah. But, nah, I mean, I feel like, I just feel like that's just something that just sticks out to me when it comes to that statement. But moving on. Mm-hmm. So we went, you know, we talked about you and, you know, how that goes. And, you know, there's like, that's one way of how to, you know, that stuff is like fantasized about. But like, there's stuff that I know that I watch that be like, yo, why do we watch this stuff again? And why is it being so glorified? Those shows being, you know, BMF and Power.
But yeah, those shows are a great example of that. For those of you who don't know, BMF, it's short for Black Mafia Family. It is an American crime drama television series which follows the Black Mafia Family and their background and their story of drug trafficking and money laundering. Excuse me. So I do watch the show. And one of the characters, Lamar, and he's highly, like, you know, people do talk about him a lot. You know what I'm talking about, Lamar, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's my dog. Listen,
you see, what, this man is really crazy. Like, he's really insane. And it's like people is entertained by it. And I don't know, like back then it was not always documentaries of stuff like this. Is people don't not documentaries, a reenactment of these kind of lifestyles. Normally, yeah. Back then it was documentaries. And I feel like documentaries kept the impression, like being impressed by these things. It kept it separate. Like, you know, this is what we went through. And, you know, yeah, we were making a lot of money and we were successful, but this is the negative effects of it from it. I feel like documentary kept that fine line, but I feel like with a reenacting shows, it doesn't really keep that fine line. You find yourself like rooting for, like, these people who sell drugs. This got me thinking of Power, Snowfall. These men who sold these drugs, we're rooting for them, right?
Yeah.
But regardless of who's going against them, I'm really talking about the people that they affected. You know, they affected Black families, Black mothers, Black fathers. That's who was affected from this drug trafficking and crime. People were losing their children, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I find myself rooting for these guys. And I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, I don't want him to go to jail.
I don't want to see no Black men behind bars.
Yes, it hits different, you know. But at the same time, it's like, how do you like, I don't want to see no Black man down, no Black woman down. But like these people and the actions they're taking is affecting the Black community. So it's like, they're not really good for the Black community. They're selling drugs in our community. They're not selling it in the white or the upper class community. They're in our communities,
mm-hmm.
breaking homes, breaking mm-hmm. Black homes, and creating generational curses. So it's like, it's hard to root for.
You know, it's mm-hmm. crazy because I do watch the show. I watch the show very often. I think the issue on why we like it so much is because of how the story is being told. Back then, I'm pretty sure like those who lived in Detroit and Atlanta, where, you know, most of the show takes place in, are seeing, like, watch this stuff happen on the news and was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, these people just got killed. My cousin or a family member or a friend you may know might have got hooked onto the drugs that they were selling at the time. And it's like, yo, we, all right, that's fine. And then that y'all make telling a story about it. But I think we're just bringing about the issue and making it more appealing for people's, you know, viewing choices. And I'm like, all right, like, but at the same time, y'all know in the back of your head that people real life died of these. These are not fake right. people. They didn't come up with these people. Meech, Terry, Lamar, they said is fake. Lamar is actually supposed to be two people in one. So mm-hmm. yeah, so the character Lamar is actually supposed to is based off of two different people, which were also brothers, like Terry and Meech, which terrorized BMF back in the day. And even some of the things that they are, I just also think about the things that they also hold him back. Because I'm pretty sure this show could be a lot more gruesome if they told this from the actual, you know, true point by point stories. And all of this happened almost 30 years ago. So a lot of the times, 20 years ago, maybe 30, I don't know. but like a lot of this stuff is also in the sense of these guys are just was trying to make a living. And you gotta, some people kind of see, I know me, like I kind of see it like they came from a situation where they were at risk of losing their home, losing everything, and they went out the best way they could to handle it. But I think the networks try to bring this out to our communities and show us that, you know, this stuff looks fun, and a lot of people are very impressionable, so they take it on and try to live these lives and think that they're Big Meech and Terry.
You brought up very great points. But it's kind of like what we see in drill music or rap music. It's these rappers are rapping out, most of them, some of them are cavern, but most of them are rapping about their lifestyle and things that they have done or things they have seen. And, you know, we play these songs and we don't realize the effect it has. Like, I know you or G Herbo, I know you feel that feeling of like, yeah, like it's just, it brings out this very like aggressive spirit. So definitely need to be mindful of the music we're playing, because what they're talking about is not just music. It does capture a state of mind. It does capture a mood.
Yep.
And honestly, these rappers who talk about doing these things, half of them are not even doing them no more.
Yeah, no.
They're like, no longer risking their lives and in the streets.
Yeah, I think, and then most of them, like, from the beginning of time of rap music, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the purpose of rap was to tell the stories of what's happening in our communities. This is a lot of rappers would say, their open journal to get out a lot of their stuff. This is therapy for a lot of them. Like, a lot of them never had the opportunity to go sit and talk to somebody about what they seen on a day-to-day basis or the things they had to endure because they were in a position where their family was, you know, in poverty. And may have been in situations where they didn't have what they needed, so these rappers went out and took care of it. Or they may not even been the ones taking care of it, but they had a cousin or a best friend or if they older, you know, brother or whatever, take care of these things. They're just telling their stories and getting it out to a lot of people relate to. But this is the general. A lot of these guys don't know how to deal with this. And I'm talking about, like people that's younger than us, like they walking around here with these ski masks on. I'm like, all right, it was cool when you know, obviously COVID happened, so people were finding different ways to keep themselves covered. But now it's like y'all just walking around here in the summertime. I seen them in the summertime. They wearing these ski masks, and I'm just looking at them. I know that joint stink. Your whole face just got to stink, bro.
Not your whole face. I'm crying. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's crazy because you just, and like even, and it makes it even worse. And I'm like, y'all so impressionable that y'all go out, buy these ski masks, and walk around. A lot of y'all are college students. Y'all walking around with shiesty masks on. Why?
That's the thing that really takes it for me. Like when the Young Thug and Gunna came out, that situation, there was people who never been in the streets a day in their life. The only time they've been on the streets is the play. Talking about like putting this input on, oh, Young Thug probably told Gunna to do that, or you know, saying like it's a cold. I'm like, what do you know about the cold?
Y'all are civilians. What do you know about a cold?
What do you know? What do you like? Stop speaking on things you don't know. Now, Gunna, like, okay, definitely a snitch, but
it's like, hey, now listen,
listen, definitely a rat, but sitting here like trying to analyze his actions on why he did what he did, it's like, sir, you never even did anything he done. So it's like, you don't know. You don't know. Let it play out. Let it play out. Okay. There's put a theory on it.
A lot of these guys are, you know, out here giving their two cents about this, you know, YSL situation. And it's like, if y'all can't say what y'all would have done, or they shouldn't have done that, they should have done, then they should have stayed solid. Because if it was you in that situation, you probably would have folded as soon as you walked in that police station.
Okay. Like, I'm not commenting on this man page and saying him what he should have done. I mean, the fact of the matter is he definitely did turn on his people. But at the end of the day, it's like half of these people who are talking about him and, you know, saying all these things about him would have did the same damn thing.
Even sooner, before I even got to the court case, he said, y'all want me to go where? And I gotta go wear this orange jumpsuit right now. And should have said it was him. It was Lil Roddy down the street. His actual name is Reginald. His mom name is Michelle. Like, yo, y'all would have started giving up the tape. So don't sit here and act like y'all hard body like these rappers. And a lot of these rappers don't be who they say they are. Like,
bro, every man who took jobs talking about something, I would never fold it. All right.
Yeah, sure you wouldn't of Jamal. Come on now. Like,
sure you wouldn't, Jamal. Oh my God.
Like, you work a 9-to-5 and at Giant. Like, you bag groceries for a day, and you talking about out walking around with these shiesty men saying, man, Gunna a snitch. Cause
I mean, I feel as though, like, if you don't know that, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if I have it in me to do a life bid. So I wouldn't join anything that would jeopardize my, I know that there's a possibility that I wouldn't be willing to do that. So why would I join anything? It's like, you join
this organization, you joined this group of people that would know
what it came with. And you didn't, you know, follow through. Like, that gotta be something that goes to your mind. I'm really to do this all the way 100%, no matter how it goes.
Yeah, and it makes it crazy because, like I said, people are so concerned. A lot of people are so concerned on the internet saying, oh, you know, I wouldn't have did that, I wouldn't have did that, making jokes about it. They went from, he went from pushing P to pushing please. Y'all make jokes about every single thing. And it's like, why are we so desensitized now? Like, we're very much desensitized on a lot of things. Just like going back what we said about you and you know, all of these things with these crime dramas and movies and stuff like that. We make a joke out of everything because I think it's just how we cope with things. Like, we don't have no other way to cope. It openly, I feel like we have to just laugh and make something funny when honestly it's not even funny. Like, for example, right, one of the TikTok dances is literally making fun of the dance that Jeffrey Diamond were doing in that movie. Oh my goodness,
I completely forgot about that. Yes, like, I didn't understand why there was so many TikTok videos or memes about Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, this man killed black gay men. It's like, why are we making a spectacle out of him? Like, it's just so crazy to me. It's people like, you know that video where he has the machete up and he's like, you're gonna watch this?
Yeah.
There's people posting they're doing like references to their child, like, when I make my baby watch this. I'm like, why are you putting your baby and this man in the same sentence? Like, do you not realize how sick that is? Like, do you know what he represent? Why would you even? People do so much for likes, and it's just weird to me. People will use their kids for likes, their private moments for likes. Like, when?
Yeah, I think
it's crazy.
I think a lot of people have, you know, turned to that type of thing. Now, granted, I can be a little, I'm gonna be honest here. A lot of those things I found funny myself, but In hindsight, it's not. It's really not, because we are literally making people relive. Some of these people relive these situations. I had a professor back in college, and she told me when the whole Jeffrey Dahmer's, you know, murders were happening, that she lived down the street. She lived down the street from us at the time, and she was pregnant with her daughter at the time. And it was like, she used to say, you could walk down the street and you would smell, like, from the apartment, you would smell the bodies from the apartment. And it's like, this is not fun. Like, he had literally bodies in his house, like in freezers. Like, it's so sad that we're bringing this back up, like, years later, because you can hear, like, in multimedia, you know, things of comedians making jokes of it back in the day when it first came out. There's rap songs that reference Jeffrey Dahmer. And like, we just speaking about it, because it's like, oh, that's a cool thing to say. That's something to speak about. But we have to also, in the same token, think about who all was affected when these things were going on. People were losing their sons, their daughters. Like, they were losing loved ones to this man, to these really sick men. And even back, I think a while back, people was doing the same thing when it came to, what's his name? Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. Y'all not in love with Ted Bundy. Y'all in love with Zac Efron. So don't say, I would let Ted Bundy kill me any day. No, you're not.
Yo, that's crazy for anybody to even say that. Like, no, you will let some, no, you, it's just such a crazy statement. But I'm glad you're bringing it up, how people glamorize these figures who do this, like, violence against people. I don't know if you know the TV network Zeus is Black owned.
Yes, I did hear. Mm-hmm. I did hear that.
A lot of people have very negative feelings towards this network, because they feel as though Blueface and Krishan is on this network. They feel as though they put us in negative light. You know, I mean, it was Jocelyn Cabaret on this show. Some dating shows. Roland Ray. I mean, not Roland Ray. Bobby.
Bobby
Lights, yeah, his TV show was on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one particular young lady that's on the show. I sound like an old woman on this on this show called Baddie.
There's one particular.
Young lady.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Her name is Stunna Girl. She's an artist, and she had a viral TikTok song also too. But she's on Baddie West. Her name is Stunning Girl. And she's on there with other baddies such as Natalie Nunn, Low London. She's from Bad Girls Club. And Rolly and a few others.
Who are these people? Why are y'all giving these random people fame? Who are these people? I don't understand. Go ahead. I just don't get it.
So, you know, some of them from Bad Girls Club and other shows. But and Krishan is also on there. But basically, they were on the bus, and they were, all the young ladies were young ladies, Lord, was all around each other, and they were talking about Stunna Girl. And Natalie told them the things that she heard that Stunna Girl did. So Stunna Girl and Cuban Doll, they were cool at the time. They're no longer cool. They had set up this other rapper, because it was beef between them two, between them three. It was this other rapper they set up named Rocky Bad, where they had men kidnap her, throw her in a cage, and she ended up with her stomach cut up and had to go to the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on TikTok, there are girls posting it, and people are saying, I don't care. She's really about it. Like, what? Like, saying all this stuff. In my opinion, if you're really about it, you're not really about it. You're a psycho. That's what psychos do.
Yeah.
If you're really about it, if you got a problem with another female, y'all gonna go head to toe about it, right? That's what really about it means to me. But hiring or whatever the case it may be, getting men to kidnap this girl and do whatever it is they did to her is crazy to me. And for people to sit here on TikTok and for people to still even celebrate this girl.
Shed light on it.
And she's like, apparently when she told it to Natalie, she was like bragging about it. You know, for you to brag about something like that and have no really repentance feel sorry about it is crazy to me. Because like, that's like a woman's worst nightmare. I don't care what type of beef I got with a woman, I wouldn't involve men in it. Yeah. No matter what. You know, that's a woman's worst nightmare. Especially, like, it's not like they pulled her hair or jumped her. They kidnapped this girl. Like, being kidnapped by men? Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know, like, our thought process. Like, what about that is about it? What about that is something that should be celebrated?
So, what I'm going to say to that, I feel as though ever since back since, I want to say Bad Girls Club first came about.
Yeah.
We've been attracted to this culture of just seeing other Black people fight each other and go to war with each other for no reason. Like, these girls don't know each other like that. Mm-hmm. They be fighting for no reason. Oh, such as just said something slick out her mouth. And it never really was that. Well, I don't like these girls. These girls now come on these shows. Well, first things, I feel as though these producers are paying these girls to fight.
Oh, for sure.
I feel the producers come up with storylines for these girls to come on these shows to figure out how they can fight. Because you know how I feel as though that? Why is it a room? There's cameras literally everywhere. There's security everywhere. These girls sleep in the same cribs the whole entire season. They travel together, all this stuff. How y'all let them to get to the point where they start to argue and then y'all gonna break it up once the fight is already gone for like at least 5 minutes? I feel like the producer in the back, like, count to five and then break it up. Like,
right. I'm crying. Yeah. I mean, honestly, one of the cast members, Rolly, she ended up getting cut. I believe on her stomach, and she was bleeding. She had to go to the hospital. So, like, this stuff can really get dangerous. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I definitely used to watch these shows, like, look forward to it when I was younger, like, and watch it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's definitely, I feel like, society has tried to program us to take an interest in these certain things and see it in a positive light. Now, obviously, of course, you know, you should walk in this world with knowing how to defend yourself. I'm never against nobody knowing how to defend yourself. But the simple things I met these girls be arguing about on these shows, and the way that they speak and the mannerism is just too much sometimes.
They take this type of stuff, right? You know, it gets fed out. It gets filtered out to the community. And people are watching these things. And it's like, not just us. Like, there's kids watching these shows. These are, I'm not saying that these women are anybody's role models. Because, first off, who are y'all once again? Like, none of y'all have no real relevancy to the community, the Black community, Black culture. Like, what do y'all do for Black culture to bring about the energy that y'all bringing? Like, I said, in high school, yeah, I thought, like, Bad Girls Club was cool. Like, it was, you know, we only watched it, like, yo, y'all seen such and such? Like, I know a lot of guys, like, as a guy, we only watched it, like, to see, like, who was really bad on that show.
I don't break it up. I ain't gonna hold you. Bad Girls Club was definitely that shit, bro.
Yeah, but, like, we talking about a Baddies West and a all this stuff is like, these girls be just people they pick up from anywhere. And honestly, I think some of them is like, they got to be actors, like aspiring actors trying to get their foot in the door. Like, I do whatever to kind of get, you know, into the industry. And a lot of people turn these things into like opportunities, but how you turn these things into opportunities in a negative light. Like, yeah, there has to be another way. Y'all build out these shows knowing that these girls are going to fight, and people give them the ratings. People watch it and be like, this is so ghetto. I don't believe they're doing this. They're ratchet. Da, 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 da. We're talking about our own community. You don't see white people making shows about them fighting each other. What shows do white people really be having? Mm-hmm. They got what? The love shows, trying to find love on the island.
Bro, I just realized that, like, why don't we need to start doing that? Everybody, black people love to, you know, meet and fall in love and date people, whatever. Why we don't have a bunch of dating reality shows? I would definitely watch that for sure. I didn't even think about that. That's the example.
Even when we did, though, Flavor of Love, Everybody Loves New York.
It was like, fights on that.
It was fights on there. Like, them white shows don't be having those type of shows. I mean, granted, I guess you can, Jersey Shore. But other than that, like, the real world had fights, too. But most of the shows that white people are mostly on, like, Survivor.
The Challenge.
Amazing Race. Like, all of these shows that they're basically on as reality type, they're not fighting each other.
It's what we like, so like that's what's gonna get the most views, and that's probably black people are their targeted audience, so they gotta put out what we want to see, and unfortunately we want to see fights. But honestly, I'm gonna be honest, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I've been watching that again because I feel as though it's less fights, and I feel as though they are becoming more like a family now there's still fights and stuff like that. But I feel as though they're starting to become more like a family. I remember I seen like Erica, Bambi, and what's the other shawty name? The other joint. They were talking. And, you know, they got into an argument, but they didn't start fighting because they were friends. But, you know, they was upset with each other. And I was just watching it. I'm like, this is so funny. It reminds me of me and my friends when we're upset with each other and we feel like we're not there for each other or something like that. And it felt relatable and it felt like easy on, like lighthearted. And it felt like, oh, you mess with my man, now I'm gonna beat you up and all this other stuff, you know. So
yeah, like it's the effects that this stuff causes on people. Cause one, you take it, these like I said, the industry builds out these shows, give these people these narratives, give them extra little couple dollars on the side to start a fight or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time these people be cool behind closed doors, and then going, and if it, you got to understand who's watching this stuff, because then little girls and little boys is watching these shows and thinking it's okay to go to school and talk and act this way. Well, the girl on TV did it, and they might not even subconsciously know, well, they not even consciously know that they're doing it because of the effects of that what they're seeing. Like, they're going to school, like, and you know, reenacting these things and getting into fights and talking about, yeah, I'm gonna beat her ass. Hold up. Why are we? Because you got this from the show. You had to. And it has to, some lines have to be drawn, because mm-hmm. it's only gonna get worse as we get older and we see that, you know, they don't even respecting their elders at this point anymore. Like, I'm gonna talk to you crazy because I see somebody else talking to them crazy. Yeah, but that's all for TV. That's entertainment. This is your real life. You will get your parents will whoop your ass. Like, don't play with it. They come, like, don't do that. And it's like a lot of people take these shows and just go and try to relive it themselves. And that's, you're not about that life.
Like, you know, yeah. You know what? I agree with you. I think now that I like hear what you're saying, I think it's more important for impressionable youth to not watch these shows. It's more important for parents to monitor what their kids are watching, even if it stays PG-14, whatever the case may be, 17-year-olds shouldn't be watching stuff like this, because it gives them this, it influenced them to, you know, behave in a certain type of way that they see. I think 30-year-old women, 25-year-old women are grown enough to watch this and, you know, and be entertained about from it and turn it off, go to work, and know how to, you know, communicate with people. So I yeah, that definitely made me start to see like which audience we need to protect more, and it's definitely the younger audience.
But, yes, our young girls need to be protected from stuff like this. And
hold on now, young girls, young boys too. Okay.
Yeah. You know, especially because of, like I said, that shiesty situation. Yo, I be wanting to snatch them drones off their head. Okay. I ain't gonna lie, cause like, bro, who are you hiding from?
Not even just the poo shiesty stuff. Like these little reality shows. Most of the time, the girls are frightened because the man they with or whatever is not being faithful and loyal. So now these young boys, they hear about rap music, seeing it on TV shows about men not being loyal, or you know, not just not being loyal and having sex with a bunch of different women. They think that is cool and that's what a man does. Like, no, yeah. No, men, you need to, you can control yourself too, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, stuff like this, we really have to take in hindsight and protect our youth. And it starts with us, like, they look up to us. So definitely just be mindful of what you're showing people that is looking up to us. Like, we are their leaders, I guess you could say.
Right. And, you know, I know no one really wants to accept that title, but it's your community. Everybody else, all the elders in every other community, accept that title and know what comes with that. It's a gift, and you also need to be responsible with it. So we should too, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to leave you guys with that and let you marinate on that one. But,
so, you know, as we both wrap up here tonight, I definitely want to thank you guys for listening again. This is once another show that was been very dear to our hearts, and hopefully you guys continue to listen in. So once again, this is Unpopular Opinions with your boy Shy and
Kanaya,
and thank you guys for listening. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.